What a fun trip. It wore me out. We're good to see all our old friends from school. Yeah, I haven't drank like that since college either. I guess we've grown up to be responsible adults or something. Oh, shut up. I was not more drunk than you were. You had at least 3 or 4 more drinks than I did last night. Okay, yes. You are bigger than me, but still, I know you. You get all handsy and happy when you're wasted. And last night, you spent more time with your arm around somebody's shoulder or in a hug than you actually did talking. Oh, no, it wasn't like in a creepy way or anything. If anything, it was sweet. If alcohol makes us more honest, then you're honestly just a nice, caring guy who definitely shows it through touch. Oh, yeah, I think she may have been a little bit weirded out by it too, but it's whatever. She was always kind of weird about hugs or even shaking hands, honestly. I'm sure she'll get over it. Me, on the other hand, I'm always up for a friendly hug, even cuddling. Remember that time when the 7 of us split that hotel room with 2 beds? She slept on the floor and the rest of us just got really cozy. Now that I think of it, I think you were a little drunk that night too. Yeah, I remember waking up with your big arms wrapped around me. No, don't worry. It was nice. From what I remember, you were warm. And I just felt safe. You don't believe me? Oh, come on, I promise. It wasn't weird. Here, see? There. I grabbed your arm and put my head on your shoulder. It's not weird at all. It really is nice. I could drift off like this. Should be easy enough to get some sleep tonight with the rest of this train car so empty. We seriously lucked out. You don't mind it, do you? Little old me cuddling up against your arm? Good. Thanks. Do you ever wish it was normal for friends to just like have a sleepover and cuddle each other to sleep? It wouldn't even have to be sexual at all, just the nice feeling of having someone close, you know? Yeah, you always get me. I didn't say we'd do it, but someone find out and think we were sleeping together, like in the less literal sense, and it would just end up being a whole thing. You think we could hide it? Yeah, maybe so. Oh. You know, maybe you'd be able to hide our little cuddle habits, but it looks like there's something else you aren't doing as good of a job hiding. No, don't worry. I know it happens to all guys. No, don't try and hide it now. It isn't a big deal, and, you know, moving it around and stuff only calls even more attention to it. No. I said it isn't a big deal, not that it isn't big. Not that I'm not saying it is big, or I'm not making any comments about your cock, okay? There's nothing wrong with it at all. It looks perfectly fine. You really have nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm a little curious, though. Where did it come from? What's got you excited all of a sudden? From the vibration of the train? Really? I mean, I've heard of friends sitting on top of a washing machine or dryer to get off, but never a train giving a guy a boner. I guess I can see how it might be similar, though. Either way, I guess it's especially lucky that our car is basically empty now, huh? Can I tell you something? I'll tell you so you don't have to feel alone. Just because a girl doesn't have a tent in her pants doesn't mean she isn't turned on. And for me, it isn't because of the vibrations of the train. Yeah, I've been horny since before we even got on the train. Yes, really, and cuddling up against this strong arm isn't exactly calming me down either. And seeing you hard like this hasn't helped either. Do you think that friends could do more than just cuddle together? You know, just more. Like, If you were already back at your place and you were hard like this, what would you do? Yeah, I guess I could have already figured that answer out. And to be honest, I'd be touching myself too. Is that something we could do as friends? Yeah? Good. I really want to. So go ahead and take it out then. Come on. Nobody's even walked through here in over an hour. Even if they did, we would have plenty of time to cover it before they could actually see us. And like I said, you have nothing to be embarrassed about around me. Yeah? Okay, do it. Slide your pants down just enough to take it out. God. Remember earlier when I said I wasn't going to comment on your cock? Well, I lied. Your cock is amazing. Will you stroke it a little for me? Not until I slide my pants down a little too. Okay, fair is fair. I'll give you this arm back and lean into my own seat. Slide these leggings down. Panties too. I'm glad I shaved. I didn't expect to be showing off to anyone. If I touch myself, you have to stroke. It's only fair. And I don't think I can keep my fingers off my clit much longer. It's even sexier with your hand wrapped around it. Oh, yeah. I guess that is a wet spot on my panties. See? There are ways to see that women are horny too. Just maybe a little less obvious. God. I can see that drop of free cum about to drip off your head. I'm gonna speed up a little. Will you too? I want to see your hand pumping faster. Fuck, this feels so good. So exciting, being kind of in the open like this. It turns you on too? Good. Shh. Fuck, your moans are so hot, but you have to be quiet. God, I know I'm being just as loud. It feels so good, touching myself while I watch you like this. What am I doing? I'm just sliding my fingers up my shirt so I can play with my nipples a little. Yeah, I usually do it when I get myself off. Do you want to try? Yeah, I think it would probably feel great. Just, I can't take my top off and I don't think you can really reach up my shirt like I did. I'll just turn a little and lean back against your chest. Yeah, wrap your hand around me. Just like that, and slide your hand up inside the neckline of my shirt. It's kind of a low V-neck, so. Oh my god. Yeah. Just slide your hand inside my bra like that. Keep stroking with your other hand for me. God, your hands are so strong. They feel so fucking nice on my tits. More firm and rough than mine. When you pinch my nipples like that, I can. I feel it just jolt down to my pussy. It feels so fucking good. You're getting close? Fuck me too. I can't believe you're doing this on a fucking train. Wait, don't come yet. Fuck. I need you to fuck me. Yes, I know we're friends, but God, I need to feel you inside of me. Okay, just let me shift forward a little on my seat and slide my leggings down a little more. There. If you just turn, you can fuck me from behind and I can hold onto the seats to stay steady. If someone walks in, we'll still have the seats to cover us. Please just fuck me. feel the head of your cock pressing into me. Fuck. God, you feel so good. I feel so full with your cock inside of me. Rest deeper, baby. Shit. God, you feel so good. Grip my hips just like that. Thrusting myself back against you. God, the sound of my thighs and ass hitting you is probably too loud, but I don't fucking care right now. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Just come inside me. It's okay. I want to feel it. Yeah, just, it's okay. Just come inside me. I fucking need it. I want to feel your cum inside of me. Oh my, fuck. I'm coming. Yes, come inside me. I can feel, fuck. God, that was amazing. I hope nobody hurt us. No. You know, I don't really care either. It was worth it even if they did hear. Thank you, though. You know, the best part of this trip would come on the way home. But do you think that this can be something that doesn't have to end with this trip? I know we said friends could cuddle and that friends get off together and maybe we can fuck sometimes too. And maybe we can see if this is something more than just friends. Yeah, you'd like that too? Good. Me too. Listen, I'm gonna go get cleaned up, and when I get back, dibs on cuddling up with that arm again to go to sleep, okay? Good.